What are the causes of dyshidrotic eczema? Genetic causes, mental health factors, environmental causes, allergens and irritants, other causes. When contact a doctor. Takeaway: dyshidrotic eczema may be caused by genetic and environmental factors. Stress and allergens can also cause flare-ups. Dyshidrotic eczema is a skin condition that typically affects the hands and feet. Small blisters may develop on your palms and soles or on your fingers and toes. If you experience persistent or frequent dyshidrotic eczema, you may wonder what's causing it, so you can take steps to prevent it in the future. What are the causes of dyshidrotic eczema? While the exact cause of dyshidrotic eczema is unknown, it's likely due to a combination of factors and is most common in individuals between 20 and 40 years old. Flares may result from genes, environmental factors, allergens, or stress. Genetic causes. Genes may play at least some role in causing dyshidrotic eczema, since you are more likely to experience dyshidrotic eczema if you have family members with the condition or another type of eczema. In general, eczema can be associated with several different genes related to the skin barrier and immune system. These include the ABCA12 gene and the FCER1G gene. Because so many genes can potentially be involved in eczema, genetic testing is not usually used to determine if you're at an increased risk for dyshidrotic eczema. It's important to remember that while genetic mutations may make an individual more likely to develop eczema, other environmental factors are often also necessary to trigger symptoms. Mental health factors. High levels of stress may contribute to having a dyshidrotic eczema flare. If you find that your mood is affecting the frequency or severity of your eczema, you may benefit from journaling, meditation, yoga, and other stress management techniques. Environmental causes, UV rays, and hot, humid weather can cause dyshidrotic eczema for a number of reasons. First, warm, humid weather can increase sweat, which may contribute to dyshidrotic eczema. It can also encourage dust mites and mold growth, which can trigger eczema. Also, when the weather is hot, you may spend more time in air conditioning. This can dry out the skin and contribute to eczema. Moisturizing your skin regularly and using a humidifier can help prevent this. UV ray exposure can damage skin cells, leading to inflammation and worsened eczema. Wearing sunscreen and protective clothing can help reduce UV ray exposure. Allergens and irritants. Some cases of dyshidrotic eczema appear to be related to seasonal allergies. Some allergies are more likely to run in families and likely have a genetic component. This is an area where genetics and environmental factors may combine to cause eczema. In addition to allergies, external irritants can affect the immune system and cause dyshidrotic eczema. Contact with metals like nickel and cobalt, or strong chemicals like those sometimes found in soaps and laundry detergents, may cause dyshidrotic eczema symptoms to flare up. If you experience frequent or severe dyshidrotic eczema that appears related to allergens, your doctor may suggest allergy testing to learn more about your potential triggers. Other causes. Dyshidrotic eczema may be related to sweaty hands and feet. Botulinum toxin injections can help if sweat is causing you to experience dyshidrotic eczema. Dyshidrotic eczema may also be related to jobs that frequently involve wetting hands. Examples include hairdressing and healthcare. When possible, wearing protective gloves may be helpful. Your doctor may also advise against smoking, as this can also make you more likely to experience dyshidrotic eczema. When to contact a doctor? You should contact a doctor if you have dyshidrotic eczema that spreads or is severe, have eczema that is frequent or does not go away, show signs of an infection, like a fever or pus bell,